place and about all the different services that are provided here and the different programs. And we're about to learn a lot more about music therapy and art therapy. Joining us right now, board-certified music therapist Holly Semro. Holly, good morning.
Good morning.
Also joining us is a registered art therapist, Sarah Sharp. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being with us. You two work in tandem, even though you do different things. You work together a lot. Let's start, Holly, with you, and tell us a little bit about what music therapy is and how it's used here at Marwood.
So music therapy is just using music for a therapeutic non-musical goal. It's not about making the best music. It's not about turning someone into a performer. It's about whatever motor goal or emotional goal or cognitive goal or social goal that we're working on while we're making music together. So here at Marwood, that's a lot of different things. I have a lot of small groups that I do with cognitive goals or with social goals. We also have the Marwood Choir, which is a much larger group, helps people a lot with self-esteem or self-worth. I have a men's group waiting for me right now. Good morning, gentlemen. we have a lot of different groups here. And again, the purpose is making music for a non-musical goal.
There you go. And having fun doing it, too.
Right. Can't help it.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about art therapy.
Well, as Holly said, it's not always about the product. So it's not about what we make, but a lot of times it's about the process and, you know, what we go through to get to that end product. So we share things, we share our thoughts, our memories, and just reminisce a lot about different experiences.
Because a lot of people, and myself included, say, well, I'm not an artist. I don't have an artistic bone
right.
in my body. And you probably even encounter that a lot. People say, I'm not going to draw something. I don't know how to draw.
Right.
But there are a lot of things that people can do.
Right, and we use different mediums to get people to do that. So sometimes I'll just invite someone to come along and maybe watch a group. But we do things. It's not about drawing. A lot of people think art is only drawing. It's not. We do watercolor painting. We have a great medium called chalk pastels. The residents love that. We have collage, sculpture, clay. There's all different types of mediums. So I tell them, come join us, you know, sit with us. And just play, just experience, you know, what we're doing today.
And just like with music therapy, with art therapy, it's not about the end product,
right.
It's about the process,
right?
Right,
right. Recently we did the seaside collage, I'll call it, and it was one of our workers here. She brought in a whole bunch of different shells. She brought sea glass, fish netting, all sorts of things, sand. And so we just put it out driftwood, and the residents just played with it. And we had the most beautiful pieces, and we talked about the most beautiful stories and memories. It was wonderful.
Where does that art end up? You've got a special place that you put
yes,
all that
we
out.
Do. Holly and I actually did a grand opening for this a few years back. It's our resident art gallery, and I try to do it every other month. We change out the pieces so the residents get to pick what piece they want to display and share with people. So, you know, it gives them value. They can contribute, and they love it. They get to show pride in what they've made. And
it's right inside our main door, so when people visit, they often end up checking out the art gallery while they're waiting for whatever else. It's really neat to see people walk through it.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned that you know, it's not about the end product, although you've got lots of art that people have created, some really interesting pieces.
Right.
Also with music, you've put together a choir here that has performed and a CD.
Yeah, the Marwood Choir, we just recently celebrated our 5th anniversary, which was pretty exciting. So we perform concerts every couple months. We invite different people. Sometimes, often we invite our families or the community. Last fall, the choir wanted to do a staff appreciation concert. So they each picked a staff person that they wanted to honor, and they invited, and that was really a special concert. All different things. We did record a CD a couple years ago. We used that as a fundraiser to get some special microphones that the choir uses. We also now have choir vests that we did a Singing Valentine fundraiser for. The choir is just something, it's really not my choir, it's the residents' choir. They have full ownership of it, and I just happen to be standing in front of them. Or one of my interns does too. So for our anniversary concert, the music therapy interns who have worked with me over the past few years all came back to each direct a song, and it was so special to have everybody together playing music. The residents were excited to see them, families were. It was really neat.
I can tell you both like what you do. Sarah, why do you like working here? Why do you like your job?
Well, I've always been passionate about art, but I just love using that to help people, you know, whether we're helping an emotional goal, a physical goal, you know, cognitive. It's wonderful to see that aha moment or that, you know, significant story that came out about it.
How about you, Holly?
I think for me, it really is about the people. You know, something really important as a music therapist is the therapeutic relationship. And the therapeutic relationship is really easy here. We work with some of the most special people who it's just such a treasure to get to know them. Music is a great tool to help get to know people. And then as you get to know people, the music that you're able to create is better. It's really a circle. So that's what I love about being here at Marwood, is that I know everybody around me is a part of trying to improve quality of life for the people we care for.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's great. I know your men's group is waiting, so we'll let you get to them. Holly, thanks a lot. And Sarah, thank you as well.
Thank you.
We're at Marwood Nursing and Rehab here on 1380 WPHM. Got more coming up in just a few minutes.